Hey, it's about that time. It's party time from the Cultured Swine on radiodr.co.za.
Hi, it's party time from the Cultured Swine, and I'm here with my main.
We're back once again. We're back home.
Guys, I've missed this.
Exactly. We've come back with growth, guys.
Hey.
Like, don't look down on us.
Lalela, and Laisi Kona.
Hey. On the fourth floor somewhere. Undisclosed location, guys. Come on.
Fourth floor. Yes, what? Hey. We have done great things as Deeply Rooted.
Except that we made it.
Hey, we made it. Yo, yeah, we are back into 2020 did them nyals, but Tina, I know. We are grateful and thankful that 2020 just
came with blessings.
Yeah.
Top of blessings.
Yeah. Party Time has a new car, you know. Party Time on wheels now.
Are you afraid of my driving?
Do you even have a license?
I've had my license for a little bit now.
Do you know you're saying that you want to drive it?
You say like,
we're literally going to put you on blast, eh?
Yeah, you can do it. It's fine. I mean, I'm so good.
So you're going to try a stick?
Eh?
You're going to drive a stick?
Okay. It's easier than automatic.
No ways!
What's
manual
driving
manual,
bro?
No, honestly.
It feels like you're fucking driving.
You see, I'm not gonna lie, before driving manual, because when I started after getting my driver's license, I went straight into automatic because my parents drive automatic cars.
Both of them,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And my sister was never gonna allow me to drive her car.
Yeah.
So I was always like, oh, team automatic, everything is just easy, fancy, nice.
Yeah.
Then I got the manual. Now I understand what people are saying when they say you feel like you can control the car. You feel like you're connected to the car. And then I'm like, I'm team manual now.
I mean, I'm still a shitty driver, but I could get up from A to B.
Hey, I'm also still a shitty driver, but don't even stress. Don't even stress. I'm also still a shitty driver. Like, I know my friends have mentioned that I hate to gear down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a problem. Like, I literally rather let the car go to
Then to change down. What's your problem,
though? I don't know. Like, I even drive slow. Whenever, like, the robot had just turned red,
yeah.
I drive slow and I wait for it to almost, like, turn green or something.
Yeah.
And then I go because I don't like to stop and start
but
again
you know
from
what
one.
To do.
I know what to do. I just don't like the fact that I have to start again all the way from one and go up again.
No, I'm not going to teach you. I'm not
yeah, but I think everyone just has their own
way of driving.
Yeah. Oh, bruh. So we're sipping on Man Ruby's Savanthas. I've become such an ambassador of Savannah. Like, actually, can they hit me up? You know, Party Time collab with Savannah.
I actually don't know. Why is everybody a Savannah, like, promoter now?
It's just delicious.
When Zoto was doing the things on the table before she grew up and she was drinking Savannah, it was wretched.
Really?
Now everybody's drinking it.
I don't even remember that.
I really don't remember that. Popping, dancing on tables before she became what she is now.
Dude, I really, I'm not
permitted. Where's Shao Kong group? Yeah,
really?
Savannah's that shit.
Really?
Drinking it.
No, honestly, I've always liked Savannah. I just never liked it dry. I always, when I started liking Savannah, I liked Loco.
Mm.
I've always been a Loco fan.
The Loco.
Yeah, and then I was like, then because the Loco isn't so, like, yeah, but during the lockdown foods, when you're buying in the black market,
it's not.
So then I had to go to dry. We started from the bottom, now we're here. You know, lockdown.
We started from the top and went to the bottom.
Who, me?
Bottom tier drink.
Stop. I enjoy my Savannah and it gets me places, you know? Yeah.
We got the CEO right next to us.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
was a bad influence.
He's such a terrible influence.
No, no, just yesterday alone, Slew was like, oh wait, you can get the right guy. Just go sit on his lap.
Dude, who says that? Do you know, Kukanje, he harassment delay. Ngapam Gabat, there's so many witnesses, you can't even like.
Guys can't get
arrested. Yes, they can. Do you not remember yesterday when I was telling you about that white guy? I want him. What did you say?
You say, go, girl, get that man.
Pume was thinking about it with the dumbass.
Of course I was, but like, that was Pume on something. This Pume now looks at him and says no.
No, I gave you advice to make the guy make a decision.
Yeah, but like when you give advice, you need to make sure who at least the decision the other person's gonna make is gonna be in the school match paper.
Yeah.
How and you didn't do that.
How do you make sure of that?
Huh? You, I don't know. You need to
thank you.
Mind map. You need to mind map.
A pattern.
Don't have my guys.
All I'm saying, no phone calls that we don't answer. I want that. No, guys, but honestly, what is it, Mike? What do you want to, what is it that we should talk about that we should actually express? Oh, Mike is no longer on the market. Let's talk about that.
Why?
Let's
why
talk to.
Like that? Now, why would you go on there and do some shit?
I never said what markets. I just said Mike is off the market.
Why?
People can choose what market they're talking about.
What was the reason? What was the reason? I don't like
you guys. Can't you just say
La Leela.
But that makes so much sense now.
What do you mean?
Has he changed?
I don't think I've changed.
Right, bro.
What is your mentality?
He's lying.
I haven't changed. It's still the same mic. Still happy. Still out here doing the most. They called Heineken.
Tell him that I'm going to be here.
Who's this person? Who's this person? Yeah.
I don't know who she is. She'll remain unnamed and
so it's a she.
Unseen. Now, of course, it's a she. I go.
What, of course?
I go, Mikey. Who, Mike?
Don't limit Mike.
I can't limit. But he go happy. You have almost too happy, Jay. You're happy now.
Okay, but you're not
happy.
Are you
happy? Oh, me? Mm. I'm not happy, Mina, actually, to be very honest.
What are the streets saying?
I am off the streets, bruh. You know what? I'm taking a break from the streets. The streets are hurtful.
You can't take a break from
the streets. Yes, I can.
You can't. The streets are the streets.
Mm-mm.
For everybody.
No. I'm doing that thing that, you know, midlife women, when they go through midlife crisis, menopause. I'm going through that.
Menopause.
Not menopause. Midlife crisis. I'm a self-assessor. Go self for self, man. I'm tanned, guys. I'm tanned. How?
Nah, dude. You need to get off the streets.
No, I'm off the streets, but for self.
I've always been an advocate for love. You understand?
Ghana, I understand. All types of love. No, what I'm trying to say is that Mike is like, yeah, about tender band. It's about tender band, Mike.
Tender band.
About, he's about love, Mike.
Oh, Michael. Yeah,
no discrimination.
Michael Dimba, guys.
Equal rights.
Wrong description.
How?
Discrimination. Oh, yeah.
I love everybody. Let's leave it there.
The lover.
The love guru. What
happened there?
So what's new, guys? I'm getting tattoos soon on the 24th of October. Anyone wants to come, you know, document it? I already have one. Yeah.
What? I've never seen your tattoo.
What the hell, dude? I've had it, like, I got it on 30 December.
Your birthday?
The day before, actually, but it was for my birthday, yeah.
2018?
No, 2019, it was last year.
I see Kaza get a tattoo, and the
hand. It's just a beautiful picture.
Somebody Kaza. Let me see. So it looks like an infinity sign that's an arrow.
Mm.
So,
I'll tell you what it means.
You will forever be fighting.
No.
Be a warrior.
No.
You will forever be a free spirit.
No.
Wait, Andrew. Catfish or tuna there.
Okay. It's a Swedish melon. It's a Swedish melon.
Melon.
Melon. Melon. M-A-L-I-N.
L-L-I-N.
I'm tired, guys. I don't appreciate. Basically, it's a symbol from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
That means that in order for you to move forth in life, you got to go through some shit. Yeah, basically, all the bad shit in your life that happens is showing what you have. Oh, sorry, Mike. Is showing you. Is showing that you're progressing in your life. So, and you're not progressing in your life.
At least it's a nice, like, unique. I've never seen something like that.
Yeah.
And like that, you know that tattoo that everybody has, like, that G up, down, right? What is it? God is greater than.
What the fuck one is that?
Everybody has it. It's like a G, and then there's an up, and then there's a greater sign, and then a smaller sign.
I've never seen that
God
one.
God is greater than your. I've seen it like on 20 people.
No, I've never seen
the exact same tattoo on 20 people.
You blend it up there.
I don't think it's a brand. I think it's a church thing. Maybe it's called.
How is it a church thing in tattoo? But when you tattoo, I
thought it was a some maybe some sort of cult. I'm not talking to
people. Actually, do you think we have cults in like Durban, South Africa?
I'm not talking about this.
Oh, because he's part of he's a cult himself.
I go. I'm not talking about this.
Why?
I don't know enough.
But you want to know enough. You're interested in knowing.
Definition of a cult is
tricky. What's the definition of a cult?
No, I'm saying, yeah. So how we distinguishing a cult?
That's not. No. What's the
Christianity could be a cult.
No, like just normal. What a cult is? There's religion and then there's a cult.
I found the definition that was born. How? There's religion, then a cult. Okay. So
Christianity is a cult to you.
Yeah, I mean it could be seen as a cult. If you look at Roman Catholics and you look at like children pedophilia and whatnot and their sexual behavior, uh-huh. And then you could. It's one of the terrible signs of a cult, because most cults like power and whatnot, and then there's an exploitation of something.
Cult is a term that doesn't refer to religion at all.
Okay.
But it's applied to a social movement.
Okay.
People have intuitive feelings about how the word cult should be used, even when an organization or movement meets the criteria of a new religion. Take, for example, Scientology or Mormonism.
So Scientology would be a cult.
That's what they're saying right here.
Saying it's a movement.
It's a movement, it's religion like, but it's not religion. It almost seems like it's a religion.
Wouldn't religion be something
like Mormonism? You think Mormonism?
What's Mormonism anyway?
Well,
It's like a, so Mike's saying it's a hole, but it's not a hole. It just does hole things.
Yes. It
really?
Looks like a hole, talks like a hole, fucks like a hole,
but
it ain't a hole.
Yeah, but who are you trying to fool?
I am finished.
It's a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, then that's definitely a cult, bruh.
Yeah, religion. Like, how do you distinguish?
But
is it
like,
end of time? Is it
yeah, that's what
time?
I was gonna ask. Uti, don't you think that because the religion, it's something that's been there for a long, long, long time compared to cults, which is something that just comes
out
and just, yeah.
I mean, I feel like cults die after some time.
But what was the KKK a cult?
But don't
that
you think? But don't you think that
a hate group?
Yeah, but they were a cult.
I'm gonna beg to differ. Think about Scientology now. Scientology, most cults have like a leader and whatnot, and with that leader, when they fucks out with that leader, then the cult is
dead.
But do they have
Scientology like Jesus killed their Jesus? So even then, like it's active now because whoever started it is no more around or whatever. I'm just saying,
but
you need to back again. So
yeah,
it would be. I mean, if we're looking at time wise, then it would possibly be like a religious
thing. I've been seeing some of these things, like even some of these religions out here, like it's more than this. You know, pasta, Pharisaism.
Well, now there's a lot of what is it like with pasta?
Yeah,
come on,
like,
guys.
Rastafarianism, mother asked the fight.
That
like
pasta,
like a pasta god, like a pasta monster,
like spaghetti,
like spaghetti monster is their god or something like that.
Because of the dreads.
Dreads are like noodles.
Like I'm trying to,
it's something that they believe in. They believe in like some pasta. I remember it did like a. Somebody did an oral on this in a grade 7. Yeah, it's actually Google. Whoa, see?
Why? First of all,
I can fuck with it though.
What?
I
you
want to
believe in a spaghetti car?
Okay, wait, but Mike, where did that come from?
You see, but this is the thing about everyone having freedom of speech and don't. Is that now, it's Manu creates and you're in. And then you expect people to now follow this thing and now we must respect it and...
But it has to have a...
Bella, us as humans need to know when to tell somebody what you're speaking out of your ass. And that doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
The fact that everybody should have that freedom of speech, I should have it. But like, be informed about it. Don't just speak out of your ass. Oh, I hate that shit so much.
Yeah.
I'm banning the band about Kulumangezi.
No.
When you say it in Zulu.
No,
I'm
banning Snatchy topic mind, so you bonus in this call it did it coming
back. I can't lose energy today. You're allowed. No, yeah, for sure. But like, hey bro, you religion, no cult.
What's on you?
Me?
What's on?
Where
define so that like going to church or do I?
No, it's fine if you believe in something.
Yeah, no, I don't go to church. I'm not gonna lie.
I
don't attend church. I only attend church when there's funerals and stuff and weddings. But I don't like attending church. If I'm going to have a connection with God, let me have it in my own space, in my own time. You know, even if it means spending those 3 hours, because I know church is like 3-4 hours, then fine, I'll sacrifice 3-4 hours too.
Mm.
But don't take me to a place that I have to do it with other people, because everyone has their own vibes in there, right? It just feels weird. I don't like church.
Yeah.
People are screaming, people are out praying each other. Like, no.
It's not going to be genuine. Honestly.
Yeah, so I don't want that.
Establish certain characters from the church.
Yeah. Like, even I always notice whenever, like, we're at church, and I know most people are singing when it's the singing song part. I don't sing, because, one, I don't know how to reach those notes, bro. I don't know. All of a sudden, church songs are high, have high notes. So I'm not a singer.
Sing from your heart, bro.
No, I just
that's
think.
The thing about church. Nobody's gonna judge you.
But that's the
feel the spirits.
No, but I want to feel the spirit quietly. I don't want to feel.
That's fine too.
Yeah, but do you know what the way I'm getting at is? Then we will have like our fundisi or like the lady who walks around literally giving you the eye because you're not singing. Dude, why are you gonna force me to sing in church? I will, guys. This, but like, I don't know. Church is a bit jiggly and you know on its own. Yeah.
So what do you like? How do you do your thing?
I'm in my room and I pray day and night. Thank you so much. I'm alive. Thank you so much. Go to sleep.
I would say I do it every day, every once in a while.
Make sure you do.
I don't know. I blame all the good things on him.
You blame all the good things on him.
Yeah. I put all the good things on
him. Oh yeah.
Yeah, to make jumping.
Yeah, I make jumping it, bro. I strengthen it. Like I make it a bit longer. But
I don't.
When things are
good, I'm
guilty. I feel guilty for asking for shit from God, Jesus.
Really?
Whenever I'm in a tough situation, I only mention his name. I only mention his name when God is happening.
Shit, yeah. Why?
Huh?
Why?
That's just the way it is.
So you're religious?
I wouldn't say I'm like, oh, I'm there. I believe in my religion of choice, which is Christianity, and I do what I need to do to have an intimate relationship with the person, and I'm learning as I go.
Hey! Back to the game.
But now, do you think, is it your religion of choice or is it the religion that you were just raised?
I mean, I grew up there. I didn't like it as a kid. Nobody ever likes when you're forced every Sunday to go to church.
Also, why is that a thing? Why do we get forced to like?
Because we're gonna mati moon.
It's not a thing.
Legit is though.
But then, why do we get baptized then? If we're like, isn't baptism the whole thing?
Because the devil is around and he'll stray you away.
Also, because like you reenact things like you. Natin, you're not a creature of just saying things and whatever it is. So you have to say something, but it has to be followed with an action for it to mean something. So that's why with everything is like an action or like a thing, because we're ritualistic creatures in terms of how we understand the world and place ourselves in the world, etc. That's why even Mike is not religious, but he's praying to God about it and whatnot, because there's no other way. I think ultimately, because you don't know everything, there's no other way that you can internalize what reality is without having some sort of like spiritual or some sort of like any beyond. Because it's like, hey, if you didn't have that, you'd have to be like well aware of like everything. Like, well,
do you think that's what atheists are? Like, do you think they're well aware of what's in jail?
I think atheists will look at maybe a detail, maybe the detail in the story or whatever the religion is saying or whatever in it, but I think like the sub-construct of even their behavior is still religious because they're still human and you still there's only one way you can actually internalize the world. There's different filters for any, but there's only ultimately one way you can internalize the world. Because even if you think as an atheist and you think, okay, no, your greatest thing is like what man made or whatever. For man to make something, they have to have an idea of something. It's like it's a futuristic thing. It's not, when something becomes futuristic, you're not sort of like valuing it now, but you're sort of attaching value in the future. So then you're sacrificing something now to manifest something in the future. So even in that thing, that's almost religious.
Shit. How come I don't have it? Please send this to me in a nice... Yeah. Another question, Yazi, that someone asked me recently this week is, if you were well off, what age, and you had kids, what age would you cut your kids off?
I mean, it's not about like cutting you off. It's about like, I'll always support my kids, you know? excuse me, I'll always support my kids, but like, I need to see that there's like a movement, like something that you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to cut you off because you're 27 and this is your fifth failed business. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's your fifth failed business. You're pushing, you're trying, you're working hard.
Yeah.
So obviously I want to support you through and through. Mind you, if you're 22 and you're failing and you're not doing shit and you're partying every weekend, even when I'm saying what the fuck is money because I want you to focus, but you're still going out to your friends and your friends like, now we'll pay for you, we're going out to them, whatever, then there needs to be that thing with it. Either you pause and you don't get shit at all, or yeah, well, I have to cut you off then. Like, if you're still trying to do something and you're pushing towards something,
yeah,
something that's credible that you can at least try and make me understand.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I had cool. also said, like, I had also responded, Uguti, I wouldn't decide on, like, I wouldn't say at the specific age, because obviously each child progresses differently.
Yeah.
So, Nami, I would judge by Uguti Ugepi and Ipilinyaki. Like, if you're working, not for me. The second I got a JOB, they were like, bye,
yeah,
no
yeah.
more allowance,
exactly.
Which hurt my feelings, because I wish it was a conversation. I wish you sat down and spoke about
no,
it first.
Like, throw the fuck out, bro.
No, but can you speak about it, bro? Don't
You've
just...
got a whole job.
Yeah, but it's not like the first day I get a salary. It's not like I get paid on the first day. I just get paid, like, on the 25th. Can we hold it off a bit? Like,
yeah,
can... Hey, the fact that, like, I'm a qualified adult, right?
Fully protected.
It's so sad.
I'm not a big man. Make sure they're in bed.
That's
simple. Why? I got to
Gandhi. It's not just you. It's that slow phase coming out. And you have to talk shit.
Dude.
What do you mean talk shit about females, bro? Don't make me have to be that guy.
You are that guy.
Yeah, you talk shit about me. I'm not Msabo.
I don't appreciate you talking about my brother like that with his presence not here.
I know, we can go back to previous podcasts.
I'm here with him.
We
used to feel him. You used to feel him.
Yeah.
Exactly. When he'd start his thing with women, you used to feel him.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like you
want
the feeling in your neck
and
you talk together.
But then, who makes it a new relationship? It's on Bonaco 6 months.
Yeah.
It's on Bonaco 6 months.
Yeah.
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 You can't be wishing ill on people's relationships.
Experience.
Yo, bro, you guys need a fucking like PhD on each other. Yo,
experience.
Man,
6 months, bro.
Yeah, bro, give us the trick. What's the tips, bro? Give us the tips.
What makes it last that long? You know, because I feel like it gets to a phase where, fine, you're together and you spend most of your time together, but once you're in the same place all day,
yeah, living under one roof,
what is the key to maintain?
What the hell?
Or what works for you?
You pick
your battles.
No, fuck that shit.
Definitely.
Fuck that shit. There's an element of that. You pick someone who you can withstand their worst case scenario. So when you see somebody and you pick umuntu wakho in, you look at them, you say, oh, it's okay, what's their worst case scenario? Are they going to slash tires? Are they breaking windows? Are they burning clothes? Like, you can sort of gauge someone's instability, their wavelength and how they are,
mm-hmm.
and then you pick according to that. And if you can deal with their worst case, then usually...
Like, speak of the devil, and she shall call. The vibrations.
They did call, yeah. It's the only way, because they're just like, because you'll be sane, your sanity is like, especially for a guy, especially because her fluctuations will also, she's gonna look for you to like exert.
Can't think,
and then she's gonna outsource your mind. She's always outsourcing your mind. You have to choose what you allow your mind to be outsourced for.
Yes.
Otherwise, she's going to be outsourcing you for everything. Clothes, hair, food. Oh my God, I'm going to get. And you kind of, nah.
But it's not bad to find like that person, you know. Find the person over and over again. Well, yeah. At least not for me. Me, I've always known, you know, I really don't fuck with people. But at least this time I give it a try and it worked out.
Bro, if I have to fucking tell someone else my favorite color, I'm just I don't know what it is anymore. That's how much. I don't know what it is anymore. I've just given up. Like, I don't want a favorite color anymore. I just want colors. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. What the fuck? Do you not know my favorite color?
Yeah, but Mike, and then you're going to choose to entertain that.
Yeah.
Because somebody can't have that.
Sometimes you can't
make it alone. Yeah, no. Because
you must also look out for your peace.
Nigga, kona ma move mina engwa pose lenje ingundwe. Ngiyaz mingi no ma'am.
How?
I'm joking. But the song's on standby. I'm joking, but like, that's what I'm saying. You have to pick, though. Like, you have to pick what's okay. I'm going to be involved here, and then you have to say with your, oh yeah, friend, like, you need a girlfriend, you need somebody else that can deal with you, because this side is like,
genuinely. It's not my part.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I feel like as soon as you say you need something, you don't need it. Because where is that coming from? Like, as soon as your woman is like, I'm a certain age, your woman is saying, my LinkedIn, don't, whatever, whatever. I mean, as soon as you say you need something, I feel like you just should wait and chill until it comes to you. I mean,
as who, the guy or the girl?
As anybody there in general. Even you saying, Uti, I need a girlfriend, it's you comparing yourself to something else. You're saying, Uti, I'm 26, I've got a job, I've got a flat, I've got a car, what do I need now?
Yeah, Uti, you chill.
I don't think it's comparing yourself to something else. I think it's just knowing, like, I mean, personally, the
you
same way.
It's like a thing of you put pressure on yourself.
Not because pressure per se, just feeling ready. Like, I know for myself, just as much as I don't like a broke nigga to come my way, I wouldn't want myself as a broke girl to be going up niggas' ways. So, like, because I see my, like, life. I see, okay, I got this. I got a job. I got a car. I got this. I got this. I live at home with my parents, but you know, they're flexible.
Yeah,
I'm flexible, you know? So I can start looking a guy's way now and be like, okay, we can do this or not. Because I know I'm able to accommodate him. I'm able to accommodate our relationship, yeah, and myself and whatever. But if I'm just ngilu to ngi paint in jail and I'm going to go up to a nigga, and expect, no, I don't like that. So that's how I judge if I'm ready for something or not, is by how do I have the things emotionally, am I cool, like, that's me. No, it's not. No, it's absolutely not. It's absolutely not. I've never, we can go through my list. I have never in my life approached a nigga with zero in my bank balance.
Namanga.
Okay. It's cool.
It's not even, I'm not even talking, no, not like, not the actual action of like busting for your mind or whatever. I just think like
money is important.
Yeah, but also like her, how she says Rosie, like she's got her shit in order.
Yeah.
She's got her stuff and wada in and all of that. So when she then in, it's like she's attaching that narrative to like how she picks or how she thinks he's a guy. But like if she's doing dope now in her life, she's not gonna pick a normal guy who just loves her.
Yeah,
she's gonna pick a guy who's gonna be doing dope as well,
yeah,
and still must have.
Yeah,
but like you sort of, it's like imagine if guys had to pick like that.
Well, no one's stopping them from.
No, wait, but I'm just saying, like, imagine if guys had to pick like that to say, it's okay. there's other externalities in terms of like a female should come with their boy.
Uh-huh.
It just wouldn't work. That's why you get a CEO, and like an employee. And when you get a CEO and a maid or whatever, you can get a CEO.
Yeah, but because I need to turn over, I'm not provide.
No, I'm just pointing out, like,
I'm just saying what the Bible says.
I mean, I'm just pointing out that you're reducing.
The Bible says
you're reducing the amount of people you can pick from.
No, true.
And also, it's just more pressure for you.
Yeah, but also, like, I'm not, like, I love love, but love ain't gonna get me.
100%.
Then why can't you get yourself there?
No, I can definitely get myself there, but, like,
it may be that
it's nicer with a companion who can also just, you know, meet you halfway.
Yeah, but that may be the change. But that may be, like, the progressive change.
It's even like a guy, if I want something to meet me halfway, it's not going to seem normal. Because we're just used to the fact that guys always provide the time.
Well, it depends how you approach the situation. If you approach as a funu white big provider, then that's how you're always going to be. But if you approach and you can say, hey, chita, shall you dollar the drinks and I'll dollar the meal, then that person already knows from the beginning, ukuthi ni mitana halfway and things. It's not just always a give and give. No, but it's not even about that. No, but then why are you going to rich if you can't afford it?
Yeah, it's not to sell it rich one day. You come back, if you get it, it's a of what happens to that situation now?
What? If it don't be what?
Your ex comes up to you and be like,
shoes that she bought.
So, yeah, to chilling, be nice and whatnot.
Yeah. Ati leti kasulo zangu.
And she's like, I see you there. You're sucking in the clothes that I bought you, you little bitch. Because that's exactly what you said. You're sucking in the Gucci shoes that I bought you.
Yeah, but then where's the Gucci shoes that you bought her?
Huh?
Where's the Gucci shoes that you bought her?
Cool, because we were in a relationship that turned down, but because she had more money, now she feels like she can come and tell me in front of my friends.
But you see, that's what I'm saying. It should depend on how the relationship was started. If from the beginning you make someone used to Gucci yonkinto iyu half-half, you know, even if I have half, but even if today I took you out, tomorrow you take me out, things like that.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
You get accustomed. Make that person accustomed to what you like and what you don't like. That's all it. I feel like that's all it is. Because don't come here, like, don't approach me on the center of who you are, was afford this into, you are my provider, you are was my distance.
But, like, I just feel like it will always get to that point. If you're a guy, and even if you work with half-half and stuff, it's always going to be a factor. Like, the fact that we're going half-half and sometimes you're down, it'll always be a leg up for her as you take it. She'll always have that thing on you. And I've seen it a couple of times.
And then, there are people that, like, fuck it up for the masses, but then that's just...
faulty.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think, like, no. I mean, my reasoning makes sense to me. That,
yeah,
like, I mean, like I'm saying, I do love, and like, I, yes, we are usually by saying what I'm limiting this type of, like, the people that I can then go for.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to me because I want a comfortable life, hey? I want a comfortable, soft life. I do. And I don't want to have to struggle or be there for him during his tough times. No, I just want it when it's good because now I'm totally good.
I mean, but like,
and it is a thing. It is possible.
But like, what I'm saying is that, like, why is it now that you can't live the soft life even though he's traveling? Why does it have to be?
But
he has to be nice for you to live the soft life.
Because being around, and this is, I'm talking from experience. Being around a guy who currently has nothing when you have something. It takes a toll on you, bruh. It takes a toll on you because nothing that you do that's good, they won't be happy. They'll just feel like shit because they can't either provide. They can't.
Your experience. No, but I mean, like, look at Lawrence. I know we all watch Insecure.
Who's Lawrence? Insecure. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Lawrence. Yeah. He wasn't feeling like shit. It's only Issa And I was like, nah, I'm just going to shout my insurance and did the whole fucked up shit inside, you understand? So it's not always going to be on the guy. Like, I can be chilled, no roots. I don't have a job right now, but as long as I'm looking. Somebody, that's the one thing you can say, Uti, you're angry over, of somebody who has nothing, Uti, they're not trying. But if they try, and they try all day, every day, and it doesn't happen, then I'm asking, that's just on you as a shitty person, not supporting what you're doing. Being like, shout a lot that you can't find a job when you see him trying every day.
No, yes, definitely there is umuntu mbona kutuyazama. Then there's someone who's just sitting on their ass and just wanting people to feel sorry for him. And I can't feel sorry.
Yeah, I know.
But if no, for sure, this person definitely wasn't trying, you know?
Yeah.
And basically, Nogula in his ego, because like he'd see me with my boys, you know, my boys would take me out, so this would happen. So, and then he'd get touched. Now I can't even post. Now I must watch what I'm posting because it's going to go back and it's going to look some way. And now setting the, I don't need that, bro. That's why I'm saying, not all, you don't have to suffer or struggle with good relationship. But again, and you from get-go to the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I want. That's my aim. I just want it to be nice from the beginning to end.
A romantic relationship, like?
Just anything.
Just anything. Like, I'm just saying, like, there's no need for a relationship in order for it to prosper or thing or whatever. Last, which fanatical extant cliche. Yes, I'm sure. Nama fights.
You know how?
Not talking about fights, I'm talking about now, like, financial sense and the everything sense. Like, the other fancy stuff.
No, but so
that you don't need to.
What I was saying was that I didn't like the fact that she was like, the only way she was going to live a soft life is if Umchita is nice. She can't live the soft life on her own. Umchita doesn't make as much money, he doesn't do whatever. But he's still working and he's doing what he's doing. But she can't live the soft life because he's not nice. She can't do it for herself.
I can do it for myself, but
I think that's biological, bro. I just think that's biological.
It's 2020. Like, yeah, it's 20 niggas in this gala and then not give us a break as well.
Yeah,
imagine. You know, as much as we are the cause of a lot of bad things, us black men, but I mean, in this situation, everybody else is not even getting a break.
Yeah, but my.
We're just being human towards each other. Yes. And I hate the fact, it takes so much effort for us to be a fucking human.
Like, ideologies are weird, bro. Because especially with humans, because like we can, you know, when you're fucking up and you can rationalize yourself out of anything. You can make up an excuse or whatever the case is. And like before, I think earlier on in the conversation, Pume said something about, there was a reference to, if I'm not mistaken, not hard work, but like going through conflicts or something in order to progress or whatever. In like, oh, when we're saying she has to get
tattoo.
Out. Yeah. Like her tattoo and whatever. Yeah. So that message comes across in various different ways, throughout humanity or whatever. And like that message also reinforces the fact like, I don't think there's anything that's progressive without struggle.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing that you gain of value without struggle. Well, anyway, because the struggle is the thing that creates the value within that thing. So without that element of like conflict, change, and friction,
without
a problem, exactly. Mm-hmm. So having that idea, and that's what makes people maybe fickle to, I won't say to give up early in relationships, but the only thing I'd say is that like pick your line, your own personal line. And that's why I say pick your worst case scenario and see if you can deal with that person's worst case scenario, then cool. It's not to say, Uti, it's going to be easy or whatever, but it's to say, Uti, you can endure with that person.
Yeah.
And also, you give them room, because another thing, why also I think it's tricky, why also I think it's biological, because like when I see a female, when I see a thing like Mother Nature, for instance, and all of these things, those are symbolisms which like you can control. Yeah, well, there's nurture, there's chaos, there's all of these things, and a female represents almost all of, like, she represents that. So like she can be with a man who either like stifles that, or you can be with a man who allows you to be that, but it still doesn't create turbulence within the relationship. Yeah, well, because he's able to say what type of and swim away. Yeah, but he's also but he's not saying shut the fuck up. But we are shunja in what type of. So for a guy to be able to play that role effectively within a relationship, there's a lot of things that have to come into play for just him individually. For him to play that sort of role.
I think for a guy to do that for you, you gotta know what's it. You don't get stuff like that, and that guy doesn't like you. For you to like withstand a moment like that. Yeah. There's only certain people you take bullshit from. There's only certain people, because I would tell you when I say,
Like, I think, yeah, because I mean, you're basing your value. You're starting to say, what's okay, is it worth me speaking to this person, or do I really need
them? Yeah. Also, don't cuz I'm Jay like you're my dad. Fuck.
I'm gonna call me your favorite dad.
No, don't say father. I don't see. I
fuck. Also, guys, this why do women call their men daddy? That's something we need to discuss.
It's a bit.
And we can't blame it on daddy issues, because Nisho Peto and I daddy issues with that. Daddy.
Is it the element of being taken care of then? Like your father's the
if you can't, if, takes care of you. Just if we don't take care of Uke and Joe, please. Let's move. I don't know, I had to think of the most like.
Shout out to all the schools out there.
I'm daddy too. Yo, actually, I think we've spoken like a lot. We've said a lot of gems today.
We started to have general conversation.
Yeah.
With genuine people. And it's always going to be loud.
Manje, Savannah.
It's dry, but you can drink it.
Sometimes.
No, like legit, Savannah, please hit me up. Like, I just want to be your ambassador. Imagine if my husband is a gizzard.
I'm
gonna go and spend now. I'm getting it. I want
my
knees a bit to
If my mom heard the relationship talk we had about me today, then she would faint. Because she doesn't know that type of things.
That's your relationship?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I need a texter to not. See, not. Okay. Cool lecker, you too. But yeah, again next week. Hey, Mark.
I'm done.
Yeah. Slew.
Can you imagine it like
this? It is always on that like podcast. Hey, do.
Hey, Pelaziki, like that.
Hey. I wish I'm ready to any podcast that I could get.
Because there's I'm a simple water, nothing but A-grade. A-grade, thick. Thick layered.
Ew, thick layered. Yo, Mike, do you wanna send us off?
I just wanna say, guys, stop being assholes, be kind, and live your best life, and just go out and make money. Be an entrepreneur, because what you're studying is not gonna get you money.
How?
It's nice.
What I wanna say is, guys, take 2020 by the balls. It took us by the balls, now it's time to do the same. Love and life from Party Time and the Captain and Sloop.
Executive producer.
Apple. Do you have grey hair, bro?
This is not no time for us to start this conversation.
How about the grey hair?
Yes.
No, who's gonna show
my guy? Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.